We're at the Happy Mountain Miniature Cattle Farm in Covington, Washington. It's in the shadow of Mount Rainier. The diminutive cows and bulls here don't know that they're smaller than most. They moo just about as loud as regular cows, but the big ones, like this black and white steer, are about waist high. But then, across the farm, owner Richard Gradwall shows me one of his tiny ones.
Benji. Hi, Benji. Hello, sweetheart. There you go. Come on, Benji. Come on, sweetheart. That's a good boy.
Benji is a bull calf. He's a few months old now and about the size of a small Labrador. Even though dozens of calves have been born on this miniature cattle ranch, Gradwall acts like a new grandpa around this little guy.
Come on, Benji. Look my way.
Benji's one of the highest priced calves on the farm. He's worth about $4,500. That's because he's a new breed called Panda. Just like the bear, he's got black around his eyes and a white stripe around his belly. The Panda is just one of the 18 breeds of miniature cattle that Gradwall has developed in the last 40 years. Gradwall says seeing a new breed of calf hit the ground is still totally rewarding.
It means that you've arrived. You've done it. You've climbed the mountain. You know, it's about the same thing as somebody climbing Mount Everest, I think. It's better than that, I think, though, because you don't, it's not cold. Not as cold.
Gradwall started breeding mini cattle because his farm was getting hemmed in by development. He needed smaller cattle for smaller acreage. Developing new breeds is all very complicated. Half-brothers to half-sisters, cousins to cousins.
That produces, the Panda with the belt produces a belted Kingshire.
I gotta say, I'm frankly, like, some of these, I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
You've got my head spinning with the crosses and the recrosses.
And the two-breed triple crosses and four-breed triple crosses.
How do you keep all that straight?
Oh, well, you know, you gotta be a college professor.
Miniature cattle have also become a big deal across the country. For that story, we turn to my colleague, Megan Verlee, in Denver. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Anna. I'm at the National Western Stock Show, where breeders are getting their mini cattle ready for auction. These half-sized Angus don't come from Gradwall's stock, but they were produced by a similar experiment in Australia. Right now, they're patiently submitting to blowers and clippers to look their best. It can take a bit of a thick skin to bring a miniature cow to the West's biggest stock show. Just ask breeder Joe Nauer about the ribbings he takes from a friend with regular cattle.
He says, how's the midget cow farmers doing today? And so he kind of teases a little bit, but I don't mind. It's all in fun, you know.
You won't be able to pick up a mini cow steak at Safeway anytime soon. But backers say there are plenty of reasons commercial producers should consider going small. They eat a lot less than regular cattle, they produce a higher percentage of beef, and they're an easy sell to health-conscious consumers. Small cattle are often grass-fed, and their steaks come in naturally smaller portions. Breeder and auctioneer Neil Effort says all that is fueling a boom in mini cows.
We do see a lot of growth, and especially now, because of escalating costs and people trying to manage their ranches more efficiently, there's a real increased interest in these low-lying cattle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the auction is underway. And start him along and tell me what he bid for. How much $10,000 on him? I'll let everybody bid. How much $2,000 to get $2,500?
Some of these cattle fetch more than regular Angus. For miniature cow fans, though, the bottom line is hardly the last word. That's what reporter Anna King found out in her time with breeder Richard Gradwall. Right, Anna?
Yeah, Megan. Back here in Washington, Gradwall says his mini cattle business has become successful. But it's still hard to see calves like Benji go down the road to sale. It's also hard to see the smallest cattle slaughtered for beef if they didn't make the cut for pets.
My wife cries. No, goodbye. You know, we wave to them as they go down the road. It can be pretty traumatic sometimes. But, you know, we're in the business, and we place animals with other people. But if we didn't do that, we would just have so many animals we wouldn't know what to do with.
Gradwall says the demand for mini cattle has declined a bit in the down economy. But that hasn't deterred him much. Gradwall is now dreaming up more new breeds like mini Jerseys and mini Holsteins. I'm Anna King in Covington, Washington.